Hello, my name is Kevin Wainwright, and welcome to OPMT 5700 Pre-Calculus for Management. This video is just going to give you a brief introduction to some of the key features and tools of this course. Now, right now you're viewing my homepage, which can be found at faculty.org/Kevin, or you can simply Google my name, Kevin Wainwright, BCIT, and this is what page will pop up. From this page, you will see on the left-hand side the list of all the courses I teach, including the online courses. We'll see here there is OPMT 5700. Click there. And this page gives you an introduction overview of the course. First off, the course uses the textbook Mathematics for Economics and Business, 7th, 8th, or 9th edition by Ian Jakes. It's a Prentice Hall book. There are several copies in the BCIT book library on reserve for this class. It is recommended that you buy the e-text, which is much cheaper than buying the hard copy at the bookstore, but it is your choice. If you choose to buy the book in the bookstore, it will come with an access code, which you will need to use My Math Lab global version, which is what this course is delivered in. You must be in My Math Lab to be able to complete this course. So here I have given you some step-by-step instructions. You can click open and it will walk you through how to register for My Math Lab. Okay. In addition, there will be an access code which you need if you're in the summer 2016 course. Click that open and you see we have a PDF file you can download. And it has the steps you need. In particular, it has the particular course ID number for this section, which is what you'll use once you've got your own login and password with My Math Lab. And you walk in and it will walk you through how to be on this program. I have emailed this file out to most of you already. In addition, there's a video demo on getting registered in My Math Lab. Okay. The course breaks down the grading, which is 60% homework, all done online, and a final exam worth 40%. You'll be given a choice of two dates in August which to write the exam. First will be a Wednesday or Thursday evening, and second will be a Saturday afternoon. I will send out that information later. You will pick one of those two dates and confirm that's when you will be taking the exam. Okay? It will be done online through My Math Lab. Here are the six assignments you have to do beside as well as the final exam. And corresponding to the textbook, here are the chapter readings associated with this course. Finally, at the bottom, there is some information about connecting with My Math Lab. Okay, so if we go back to my homepage, you will see here I have a link specifically for My Math Lab, which helps you get there. And it's My Math Lab global version, which is different than the one in the USA. So make sure you're on My Math Lab Global. Once you have an ID, you can sign in. And first thing it'll ask you is which version, new design or standalone. If you're doing my Opman 8751 decision analysis, it's currently on standalone. For everything else is in new design. So we click new design and it takes us to our login. Here you put in your, I use my BCIT email. Type in my password, and in I go. So, when you land, the first page you land on will be your dashboard. Over here will list all the courses that you are taking. As you can see, I'm connected to quite a few courses. In particular, the one we want is Opman 5700. So we click there. Now, a couple of things. A lot of people forget to turn off pop-up blockers. There's a browser check button and to user settings. Personally, I recommend using Firefox for doing My Math Lab. It will work in Chrome and it will work in Internet Explorer, but it seems to work best in Firefox. It will run on Macs. I will say I'm not a Mac expert, so if you have issues, I will be of little help. However, if you go on the Internet and Google search My Math Lab for Mac, there is a great deal of resources made available. Okay, so let's go to the course homepage. And here you will find all the announcements will be posted. and all the assignments were posted. Currently, no active assignments. Now note, under announcements, there's a click that link that says all announcements. Make sure you regularly click here. I will be posting course information throughout the term here. This is where you go to get course information. As you can see, it also has the same breakdown as on the web page, the grading, the assignments, and the readings. I will continue to add material here. You can also track your progress. You can take advantage of the study plan, which allows you to go in and take practice problems and to quiz yourself. Okay, so let's look at a practice problem. So we open it up, and this is how all the assignments will appear. Now, let me blow this up for a second. You see the question is asking us to evaluate a complex fraction. 2 times negative 9 times 6 divided by 9 times 2. Okay, now, when we go to answer the question, we click in the dialog box, which then produces a palette down at the bottom. Click on that, opens up more symbols I can use. So there's where you insert things like fractions. So I can put in 1/2, right? Then I can put in x, and then click on the squared button to put x squared, and so on. Okay, you'll become very comfortable using these tools. Okay, so now I'm going to guess that the answer is 99. Hit enter, and it tells me I'm not correct. Remember to multiply and divide. It gives you instructions and hints. Now, if you're still not sure what to do, go to Question Help, and there's multiple tools here. Help me solve this. We'll walk you through this problem. You can view an example. You click it open, and each question you can read an example of the same problem. Okay. You also can click open the textbook, and it will take you to the chapter necessary to do this problem. It takes a little second to open, and this is the Pearson ebook. And it is exactly the same as what you get with the hard copy. So there is the chapter, Introduction to Algebra, and we can scroll through. Now it only opens the section that's relevant to the class or to the problem we're currently working on. Okay, now let's get out of here and go back. One more button. If we can't get any help here and we want to ask the instructor, i.e. you want to ask me, you click on Ask My Instructor. It will email a question to you, and my email address for teaching is kevin@bcitsitecenter.ca. Please use this tool to email me. The reason I ask that is that when you send this email, it will also generate a link back to the problem you're working on. I can then see what answer you put in and exactly what numbers you have done. It's important to do this because every time you go to this problem and reopen it, the computer will refresh with slightly different numbers. So everyone's version of this question will be unique. Okay, so let's answer this question. So the 2's cancel, the negative 9's cancel, so the answer should be 6. Bingo, it says, well done, go on to the next question. Okay, so we're done here. Let's close this up. So that's the study plan. You can take quizzes and you can monitor your success. It will give you feedback on what you're strong at and so on. You can then go in and go to chapter resources. You can go to the multimedia library, which provides additional resources if you need to, if you've bought the online book. Okay, and if we go in here, Linear Programming, Chapter 1, and Chapter 1, and this will open up. And at this point, you can actually select all and go Find Now, and there is Chapter 1. You can open it up, and this will give you the textbook. Okay, and then you can work your way through. Once it's open, you can enlarge it, zoom in a bit, zoom down, and as you see on the sidebar, you can go through all the chapters of the book. Now, we will only be using chapters 1, 2, 3, and 7. And within each chapter, you will find multiple sections, which in turn are like smaller chapters. Okay? So this will be where you want to go. Okay? Now, let's get out of here and go back. Okay. Back to the main menu. Okay? So, course home, where you find your assignments and your announcements. This is where you will come to when you're doing this course at all times. Okay, that is the introduction. Hopefully that will get you started. And so I'm going to end the lecture now.